Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Greenbuild in Boston, and I'm in the Metroflora Specta space with Rochelle Routman, the Chief Sustainability Officer. Rochelle, how you doing?
I'm doing great today. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. So, Chief Sustainability Officer, that sounds a little broader scope than, say, Vice President Sustainability. Talk about that role.
Yeah, so it's really a diverse group that I lead. It's really international. We have somebody in Asia, a new person in the Netherlands, somebody in Ireland, as well as our team in Calhoun, and some people in Connecticut. And we oversee everything having to do with the product, ranging from R&D to all the testing and compliance, the lifecycle work, even customer service. So we bring it full circle.
You know, and it's very interesting that your focus is sustainability focus. You know, a lot of people would say, a product that has an LDT component to it, you know, might not have a sustainability story, but actually it does, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Some of the things that we are doing, we were one of the first to eliminate the harmful phthalates from the LVT, and we are really focusing on transparency. And a lot of companies, of course, are interested in transparency, but they're not yet doing it in the LVT category. And we are leading in that manner, and we're not just doing transparency in terms of product ingredients, but also at the Chinese factories where the product is being manufactured.
Okay. So I want to get into what you're doing here at the space, but a couple other things I want to point out. Not only are you Chief Sustainability Officer with Metroflora, but you also are a past winner of the Women of Sustainability Award, I guess about 2 years ago, right?
Yes. Yeah, so I was in the inaugural class of 2014. And so now we've been doing this for 4 years, and we had an incredible event last night. There were 10 more women that were honored, and now we are 55 strong. And that organization has really gained a lot of exposure, and a lot of people are learning more and more about it. And certainly that party last night was the place to be.
And you're also in charge of sustainability with the trade association that was created to cover multi-layered flooring, which in this country is called the MFA, right?
Yes. Yeah, so the Multi-Layer Flooring Association, you know, is comprised of almost all the companies that have this type of product, a multi-layer product. And recently, a sustainability committee was created, and I was appointed to lead that committee. So that's been really positive, and we're going to be doing some work around the supply chain and understanding how we can get ingredients that are made not just without harmful substances, but also in terms of the suppliers of the vinyl monomer itself, avoiding processes that rely upon mercury as well as asbestos.
Okay, so on that whole chlorine component, you're taking it all the way back to the source.
Yeah, so that's our intention, and there's some other organizations that are going to be working with us, but this is really what is critically important right now in terms of the vinyl industry.
Okay, and one other question I always like to ask before we get into the specifics of this space is, how's business doing this year?
Yeah, so business is fantastic. I'm so excited that we're here at Greenbuild, and we have traffic constantly in and out of this booth. The people are asking really good questions. Like, we have a lot of savvy visitors coming by.
Right.
They're wanting to know not just what designs we have and, you know, what would look good in their spaces, but what's in the products. They are interested in the China story that we're telling, and they're giving us a lot of good feedback as well.
All right, so you have a striking floor in your space, and you also have some shapes. It's a little bit of a biophilia message, isn't it?
Yes, so we have biophilia integrated very thoughtfully into this space. Some of the aspects include these hexagonal shapes, which are on the walls. That's a natural shape. It's found in everything from beehives to even crystals, like quartz crystals have this same type of shape, even on the molecular level. We also have natural vegetation on the walls. We have columnar supports that remind you of trees. And even just the whole shape of this booth is so unique in that when you come into this space, you feel like you're walking into almost like a sacred grove where you feel a sense of comfort and refuge because it's a little bit enclosed. And so we're able to have all sorts of great discussions here with the visitors and they're coming by and just sitting down and relaxing. So, yeah, there's a good feel to this space because of biophilia. Mm-hmm.
So this Green Build show, I know you've come for many years. You've been focused on sustainability with this company and others. Talk about what some of the buzz is at Green Build this year, if you would.
So I would say the buzz around Green Build is really focusing on not just LEED, which traditionally it has been around LEED, but there's all sorts of these other green building certifications now, like the WELL Building Standard and FitWell, and of course the Living Building Challenge. So the conversation about green building standards has really evolved. It's broadened. People are very focused on health and the impacts to the occupants, even not just physical health, but also mental health, and what types of impacts there are in terms of creativity and productivity. All of these things, you know, it's taking building science to a whole different level.
And you actually are involved in the Living Building Challenge.
Yeah, there will be more to come on that.
Okay.
Yeah, some really exciting news that we're going to come out with soon. But yeah, I have a lot of affection for the International Living Future Institute and all of their programs that they've developed. They certainly have been very transformational in terms of what takes place in green building.
All right, Rochelle, it's great to spend time with you. And looks like there's a lot going on here, a lot of traffic. Again, been talking to Rochelle Rautman, the Chief Sustainability Officer with Metroflor. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLEED.net.